There's a quiet truth many men never say out loud. After a certain age, dating doesn't feel exciting anymore. It feels exhausting. And for many older men, the idea of starting over feels worse than staying alone. This isn't bitterness. It isn't weakness. It's experience. When men are young, they date with hope. They believe effort leads to reward. That patience brings loyalty. That love grows if you try hard enough. But time teaches different lessons. Older men have already paid the price for optimism. They've been through breakups, divorces, betrayals, emotional drain. And once you've paid that cost, you think differently. The first reason older men avoid dating is emotional fatigue. They are tired of explaining themselves, tired of misunderstandings, tired of repeating the same conversations with different faces. They've already learned how a fast connection can disappear. And once you've watched something you built collapse once, you're far more careful about building again. The second reason is loss of leverage. Younger men chase validation. Older men protect peace. They know dating often demands compromise, time, energy, focus. And many older men finally have something they never had before. Stability. They've built routines, quiet mornings, predictable nights, a sense of control over their lives. Dating threatens that, not always intentionally, but inevitably, and peace becomes more valuable than excitement. The third reason is pattern recognition. Older men have seen the same stories play out again and again. Initial interest, emotional intensity, then gradual entitlement. They've learned that attraction can fade without warning, that effort is not always reciprocated, and that loyalty is often conditional. This doesn't make them cynical, it makes them realistic. Another reason is the cost of modern dating. Older men didn't grow up with endless options and instant replacements. They've watched dating shift from connection to consumption, swipe culture, comparison culture, disposable relationships. They see how quickly people move on, how easily attention is replaced, and they ask themselves a simple question: is it worth it? Then there's emotional risk. Older men know what heartbreak costs, not just emotionally, but physically. Stress, sleep loss, loss of focus, loss of progress. At a younger age, men recover faster. At an older age, every emotional hit lingers longer. So they don't fear loneliness, they fear disruption. There's also something no one talks about. Older men no longer need external validation. They don't need to prove desirability. They don't need attention to feel worthy. Dating often demands emotional performance. Older men are done performing. They want authenticity or nothing at all. Another major reason is scar tissue. Men carry emotional scars quietly. They don't talk about betrayal. They don't process pain publicly. They internalize it. And each experience hardens boundaries. Not walls, boundaries. They become selective, cautious, slow to trust. And dating doesn't reward caution, it rewards availability. Many older men also realize something important. Being alone does not mean being lonely. Solitude can be peaceful, predictable, stable. They can invest in health, hobbies, purpose. Dating threatens to pull them back into emotional chaos, so they opt out. Here's the truth most people miss. Older men don't avoid dating because they hate women. They avoid dating because they value themselves. They've learned that love without peace is not love, that companionship without respect is not worth the effort, and that starting over is not always growth. Sometimes it's regression. So when an older man says he'd rather stay alone than date again, what he's really saying is this: I've learned what costs too much. I know what I'm protecting. And peace is not negotiable. This isn't sadness. It's clarity. And clarity changes priorities. If this resonated with you, subscribe to the channel. These videos are for men who value clarity over chaos and peace over performance. Like the video so more men who need to hear this can find it. And comment below, not to argue, not to impress, just to share your experience. You're not alone in this.